Line upon line, Moroni chapter 10, verse 32. This year's mutual theme is an invitation for Moroni to follow the Savior. Yea, come unto Christ, and be perfected in Him, and deny yourselves of all ungodliness. And if ye shall deny yourselves of all ungodliness, and love God with all your might, mind, and strength, then is His grace sufficient for you, that by His grace ye may be perfect in Christ. And if by the grace of God ye are perfect in Christ, ye can in no wise deny the power of God. Be perfected in Him. We need not be dismayed if our earnest efforts toward perfection now seem so arduous and endless. Perfection is pending. It can come in full only after the resurrection and only through the Lord. It awaits all who love Him and keep His commandments. Elder Russell M. Nelson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, Perfection Pending, Ensign, November 1995, page 88. Love God. How can you show Heavenly Father that you love Him? Consider these ideas and come up with more of your own. Keep the commandments. Love and serve others. Fulfill church responsibilities. Pray sincerely. In your journal, write about what you are going to do. No wise, in no way, or not at all. Come unto Christ. The Scriptures contain many invitations to come unto Christ. Look up the few examples listed below. What do these Scriptures teach you about the blessings of coming unto the Savior? Can you find more Scriptures with this invitation? Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. John chapter 6, verse 35. Omni chapter 1, verse 26. Alma chapter 5, verses 34 through 35. 3 Nephi chapter 12, verses 19 through 20. Grace. The word grace, as used in the Scriptures, refers primarily to the divine help and strength we receive through the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ. True to the Faith, the Gospel Reference, 2004, page 77. Then is His grace sufficient for you? Some Christians accuse Latter-day Saints of denying the grace of God through claiming they can earn their own salvation. We answer this accusation, for we labor diligently to persuade our children to believe in Christ and to be reconciled to God, for we know that it is by grace that we are saved after all we can do. 2 Nephi chapter 25, verse 23. And what is all we can do? It surely includes repentance, see Alma chapter 24, verse 11, and baptism, keeping the commandments and enduring to the end. Elder Dallin H. Oaks of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, Have You Been Saved? Ensign, May 1998, page 56. Perfect in Christ. Perfect, as used in the Scriptures, means complete, whole, and fully developed, totally righteous. Perfect can also mean without sin or evil. Only Christ was totally perfect. True followers of Christ may become perfect through His grace and atonement. Guide to the Scriptures, perfect, scriptures.lds.org. Editor's note, this page is not meant to be a comprehensive explanation of the selected Scripture verse, only a starting point for your own study. End of the section, line upon line, Moroni, chapter 10, verse 32. Read by David Shaw.